My fellow Americans, last night, when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far.
D-Day begins in darkness with the lifting of paratroopers over the English Channel to Normandy in France. On the channel, the bows of more than 1,000 Allied ships aim at Normandy's beaches. Those are British Tommies. Under General Miles Dempsey, they will land with Canadian troops at beaches codenamed Juno, Sword and Gold. General Omar Bradley's American forces will land at beaches called Omaha and Utah. For 2,500 of these men, this week in June will be the last days of their lives.
This is Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force. In a moment, you will hear the Supreme Commander, General Dwight D. Eisenhower.
People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. The hour of your liberation is approaching.
As June 6th ended, more than 150,000 Allied soldiers were on French soil, and a million more would follow within the month. Radio carried the voices of the BBC chorus and the voices of leaders of occupied countries broadcasting the news of D-Day to their countrymen in Norway.
Landsmen, som dere uten store takker kaptein.
In Belgium.
Mes chers compatriotes, les opérations préliminaires pour la libération de l'Europe.
In Poland.
Żołnierze, lotnicy, marynarze polacy. Wkraczamy w decydującą.
And in France. By Charles de Gaulle.
La bataille suprême est engagée. Après tant de combats, de fureur, de douleur, voici venu le choc décisif.
When word of the D-Day invasion reached the United States, a great noise went up. Surely the end of the war was now in sight. But the clamor of celebration gave way to a sober mood of reflection. President Roosevelt was heard on radio that night of June 6th, not with a pep talk, but with a prayer.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. And for us at home, help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in Thee in this hour of great sacrifice.
Americans prayed. They visited blood banks. They bought more war bonds, ended strikes, reduced absenteeism in the factories, and began volunteering again. They hadn't been coaxed into a new resolve by hard sell or soft sell propaganda. D-Day, in its success and with its sacrifice, had just made things clear again.